HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov, we're just going to continue with the halachot of the night of the Seder. The question was asked, are we allowed to eat or drink after the Kiddush on the night of the Seder? So, Lecha Techila, says Rav Ben-Zion Abba Shaul over here in Chelek Gimel, Perektet Vav Lecha Zayin, he says, Lecha Techila, obviously we should refrain from eating on the night of the Seder, obviously before the Shulchan Aruch. Now what happens is that he says, why? Because he says in order that we could actually eat the matzah b'teavon, we have a mitzvah to eat the matzah when we're hungry, which means not if we're already full and we're just stam, we're eating the matzah, and therefore we should not be eating whatsoever right before. Now, however though, if we have, for example, a bechor, and the bechor was doing ta'anit and he did not hear a siyum, so therefore he was doing ta'anit the entire day, so obviously he's going to be very hungry at night. So therefore, right after the kiddush, before the karpas, what he has to do is he's allowed to eat something very, very small. He says he shouldn't eat more than a kabetzado, and then right he would make bracha acharona. Now he says, why are you doing that way? He says, because if right now you're going to do netilat yadayim and then eat karpas, now what happens is that if you're going to eat more than a kezayit, you're going to be obligated in bonei nefashot. Now what happens is that why don't we do the bracha of hadama on the maror, because we already had the bracha of the karpas right beforehand. Now if you make a bracha acharona, so now there's a whole question, how could you eat the maror without a bracha rishona? You didn't make another hadama. So therefore, for sure, if you are going to eat something, you would have to eat before the karpas, before eating of the celery. Because if you're going to eat afterwards, then you get into this big problem, and then that's it. Furthermore, this is before mamash, right after kiddush, before the karpas. However, though, once you start the Haggadah, then there's already the levush, right? And the Gaon Mivilna in Shitat Maran, that it is prohibited to eat anything during the Haggadah in itself. Which means during the actual Haggadah reading in itself, that for sure one should refrain from any type of eating. So that's just important to know, that if a person does really have to come and he has to eat, he would eat before the karpas, but once they start the Haggadah reading, which is Magid, that's it, he would stop eating, right, whatsoever. He wouldn't be able to eat again. Now it is important to realize that this night should not be spent in doing other things or speaking about mundane things. It should only be spent in speaking about the things which has to do with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the exodus of Egypt. And then he says, to do with the Kiddush, we have to have in mind the Purepriya Gefen of the first cup for the second cup. But remember, Ashkenazim make a Gefen on every single one. Sfaradim only make on the first cup and the third cup. So when we make the Kiddush on the first cup and we say Purepriya Gefen, we have to have in mind the second cup. And when we make a Gefen after Birkat HaMazon on the third cup, we have to have in mind the fourth cup. This year, right, because usually what happens is that you have to have in mind the mitzvah of Kiddush Tirabbanan and the mitzvah of the one of the four cups, which is also the Rabbanan. This year though, since it comes out on the first night of Pesach is Shabbat, so therefore you would have the mitzvah Sedoraita of Kiddush. It's a mitzvah to say the right of Kiddush, and then the Rabbanan of the rabbinical one of the four kosot. So that's also just important to have in mind. When we say Shechianu in the middle of the Kiddush, we have to have in mind the Yom Tov, the Matzot, right? Which is, and all the other mitzvot, which is basically Matzah, Maror, telling over of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, all those things we have to have in mind, right? And then when we are eating the Matzah, we have to have in mind the mitzvah to say the right of eating Matzah. So those are just a few different things that we have to pay attention on the night of the Seder, so that way we do it accordingly. We're going to do the Bayom. Today is the fourth day of the Nasim.